rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh. Well, in the bog there was a hole, a rare hole, a rattling hole. Hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Ho, ho, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh. Rare bog, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh.
Well, in the... The all-important St. Patrick's Day parade weather forecast. The sun does actually return this week. A late week warm-up. And what's the history of the St. Patrick's Day parade here in Scituate? All that and the weekly weather preview next on episode number 146 of Obsessed with the Weather. The Obsessed with the Weather weekly podcast episodes are brought to you by Scituate Family Dental. Conveniently located on the Driftway in Scituate, Dr. Yardley, Dr. Murphy, and their team offer the best in dental care. As a client myself, I can't say enough great things about them. In fact, our entire family is under their friendly, timely, and excellent dental care. You can learn more about them by visiting ScituateFamilyDental.com. That's ScituateFamilyDental.com to know more. They are the best. Obsessed with the Weather is also brought to you by Weathering Scituate. Have you joined the Weathering Scituate Facebook group yet? If not, you're missing the daily detailed weather forecasts, beach and boating updates during the summer, and updates on weather events impacting you and your interests here in Scituate. Go to Facebook and look for the group Weathering Scituate to sign up and join today.
Everywhere he goes, people want to know. What's the weather? So he tells them. He's obsessed with the weather. Any type of weather. He's obsessed.
Hi, and welcome to episode number 146 of the Obsessed with the Weather podcast. I'm your host, Steve McGuire. This podcast comes to you from the home of some of the world's most diverse weather, Scituate, Massachusetts. A reminder to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you're listening to your podcasts on. And visit obsessedwiththeweather.com to see a visual of the week's weather up ahead and listen to past interviews and episodes from previous events. All right, so I have an excellent episode for you today as we preview the second full week of March, but it is quiz time. This is also our final full week of winter, which is very exciting. So the question deals with the upcoming St. Patrick's Day parade. So the parade is next Sunday. It actually falls on St. Patrick's Day, a pretty rare event, so pretty exciting. So the quiz has to do with that. What year did the – and this is not a weather-related question too, by the way. I just wanted to tie it nicely into the parade. What year did the St. Patrick's Day parade begin? And a bonus question, do you know where? What year did the Scituate – St. Patrick's Day parade begin, and the bonus is, do you know where that began? Okay, let's look at our week upcoming preview and some highlights of the week ahead. Great news. The sun is actually going to return after last week's clouds, fog, drizzle. Friday was a nice reprieve. If you remember last week, I said I didn't think we'd see the sun for an entire week, but we were lucky to be wrong on that. We did finally see the sun on Friday, which was great. But we have a reprieve coming up from all the rain. Holy cow, what a week. I think we came close to almost 3 inches of rain all of last week accumulated. No real big storms on the horizon this week, so that's exciting. We have begun daylight saving time as of this episode drop. I'm recording about late morning here on Sunday morning, looking out the back of our garage at some mix of sun and clouds, and daylight saving time began. This is always a weird day because it feels like 3 in the afternoon, but it's 10:30 in the morning, and then it feels like midnight, and it's actually only 7:30 at night, and it's a short, long day, for lack of a better term. So that did begin. The sunrise now goes back before 7 a.m., but that's brief. That's just for a few days this week, and then it'll be before 7 a.m. by week's end. And the sunset is now quickly approaching 7 p.m. Very exciting. So I believe it's 6:45 today. So We are gaining that hour. We gain that hour now in the evening. And if you're a fan of sunlight, we are crushing it. We begin our maximum daylight per day starting yesterday on Saturday. That's 2 minutes and 51 seconds. And again, that maximum, it's the maximum of the pendulum swing of light. And we've gained that. We're going to gain that for another 18 days in a row. So very exciting. We gained 54 minutes, over 54 minutes. I think it's 54 minutes and 19 seconds in a little bit less than 3 weeks, over the next 3 weeks. Our best chances for precipitation this week look like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll get to the details of that as we go along. The pick of the week this week is Thursday. Thursday looks partly cloudy and 54 degrees. So we're going to be gaining, we're going to be getting warmer as the week goes along. Our warmest day of the week is Thursday, high temperature of 54 degrees. Our coldest day of the week is Monday. Tomorrow looks like a high temperature of only 44 degrees. The wind chill is going to be below that. The wind's going to be cranking tomorrow. It's going to pick up overnight. Tomorrow looks like it's still winter, so it looks like the most winter-feeling day of the week ahead. And then let's see, our average high temperature for the week, second week of March is 44 degrees, and our average low temperature is 30 degrees. We're going to be well above those numbers this week, so that's exciting. And then early parade forecast weather as of right now. Again, it's only a week, it's still a week away, so take this with a grain of salt. But right now we have 49 degrees and showers. If you remember, the one time it was 70 plus degrees for the parade, but it's because the parade was in April. Because it was 2016, we had all that snow. 2014, 2015, I think it was. We had all that snow, so we had to push it back. But it's rarely warm. If you've ever been to the St. Patrick's Day parade, there's a sea breeze that sets up. There's an east wind. It's usually bitter. You have to dress for the Arctic. Even though it's not that cold, it's cold. It's just very rarely ever warm and pleasant and sunny. But that just kind of is what it is. We're kind of cursed by that for some reason. So, okay, let's look at the actual week's forecast. So if you're listening here on Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, some morning clouds. We are expected to get a little bit more sun this afternoon. High temperature now that the sun came out a little earlier. We might hit 53, 54, which is exciting. Things dropped, that goes into this afternoon. Tonight's low temperature is 33 degrees, and the wind starts picking up tomorrow out of the west. Monday looks mostly cloudy and 44 degrees and windy. I'd say wind chill mid-30s, maybe low 30s at one point. Wind's going to be howling, so it's still, believe it or not, that's still above average for the temperature. But big picture, it's about average, actually. It's about average for the high temperature, but that's still going to be windy and cold. Low temperature tomorrow night, Monday night, 33 degrees. Tuesday looks like a winter. Tuesday, high temperature, 52 degrees, sunny. Low temperature Tuesday night, 36 degrees. Wednesday, a little bit cooler. High temperature Wednesday, 48 degrees. Low temperature, 39 degrees, partly cloudy. So still no precip. Thursday, pick of the week. High temperature Thursday, 54 degrees. Low temperature, 41. So that's a good low temperature. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Again, pick of the week. Friday, some morning showers. High temperature down to 49. Low temperature, 43. Saturday, looks like some more morning showers. High temperature, 50 degrees. Low temperature, 41 degrees. And Sunday for parade day. High temperature 49 degrees, low temperature 38, and showers on Sunday. But again, be checking Situate, weathering Situate to find out more. Obviously, the daily details. And as we get closer to next week, the forecast will become more and more accurate. So, okay, so let's look. It is quiz time for the townies that listen. You probably know the answer to this, but for new folks, you may not. So, what year did the Situate St. Patrick's Day parade begin? And the bonus question is where? And this is right off of one of the websites that gives all the information about town. So the parade's history, here we go. The parade's origin began in 1995 in the Scituate neighborhood of Minot. It wasn't the grand parade we know today. Initially, Jim and Janet Campbell and fellow neighbors began the small procession around a block in Minot. They celebrated St. Patrick's Day with bands, homemade floats, and antique cars. However, the Minot area neighborhood felt the parade had become a safety hazard as crowds filled the streets to view the fun. Minot asked the Campbells to move the celebration to downtown Scituate, where the parade has existed ever since, and eventually the Campbells handed over the parade organization responsibility to the Chamber of Commerce, which I now think it's the Scituate Harbor Business Association runs it. And that is the history of the Scituate Parade. So 1995, 2005, 2015, next year is the 30-year anniversary. So very exciting. There you have it. That is the history of the Scituate St. Patrick's Day Parade. Okay, that's our episode. You can visit obsessedwiththeweather.com to find out more about today's show and learn more. All and upcoming episodes as well. Be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you're listening to your podcasts on. And one more time, go to obsessedwiththeweather.com to find out more about today, the week ahead, some visuals, all those fun things. So, all right, we're coming up on the final week of winter. And just a reflective thought on this winter, it has thus far has not been the winter anyone had really hoped or anticipated. We always sort of prep for our big storms here, which we were yet to really get. We had one that just fizzled out and a couple that had a little bit of wave action, but nothing really over the top. So, but remember now, the window really doesn't close for really savage nor'easter impact till about mid-April. So we're about 5 weeks away of anything. I mean, we can get snow in April. I've been in snow in western Massachusetts in May. So anything is possible, but it is closing. The window is closing on the possibility of a big coastal storm. So, but as always, we know how things can go and things can change in a minute. So we'll, those of you that are storm chasers and appreciate it, hang in there. Maybe we'll get a shot at something. Who knows? So. Okay, thanks everybody. Have a great week. We'll be podcasting next week, maybe on Saturday, so the day before the parade. Maybe we'll come out a little bit earlier, and we'll go from there. All right, have an awesome week. Thanks for listening.
Down in the valley, oh, ho, ho, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh, rear bog, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh. On the tree there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch, branch in the tree, in the tree, in the hole, in the hole, in the bog, in the bug down in the valley, oh, ho, ho, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh, rear bog, the rattling bog, the bug down in the valley, oh. On the branch there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb. Limb on the branch, and the branch, and a tree, and a tree, and a hole, and a hole, and a bog, and a bug down in the valley, oh. Ho, ho, the rattling bog, the bug.